Excellent. Okay, Rabosai, today we start Bava Metzia. Bava Metzia of Kelim runs from the 11th parak through the 19th parak and basically deals with the dinim of all the other types of Kelim, starting with Kelim Atachot, and then we go on to the dinim of other Kelim. But our first four parakim are going to be dealing with Kelim Matachot. Now, what's very unique about Kelim Matachot is the special din, which is a Darabonan Gezero, which is called Chozrim Letuma Yeshana. So Chozrim Letuma Yeshana means that if a Kli was Tame and it broke, then when you remake that Kli, even if you melt it and remake it, Kochken, if you just fill up the hole and you fix it, whereas when it came to the Kli Cheres, we had no problem with that and certainly would not become Tame because it once had been Tame. When it comes to a Kli Matechet, we've got a problem. And our problem is that the Rabbanim were gozer that a Kli, when remade, is going to go back to any Tuma that it came before. And the reason for this is that normally, a Kli Cheres, there would be no way to be Matar a Kli Cheres unless it actually broke. You can't put a Kli Cheres into a mikveh. But Kli Matechet is a perfect example of a Kli Shetef. Kli Shetef means things that can be washed off in a mikveh. Now, if somebody actually had broken a Kli, fixed it, it looks exactly the same way it looked before, he will end up using it within the same day that it had become Tameh. Now, somebody who sees him using it is not aware of the fact that he remade the Kli and that this is not really the same Kli that it was, will come to the conclusion that he put it into the mikveh and that he's using it, and it will then become prevalent for people not to wait for Harav Shemesh. But the din is, of course, that Kelim require Harav Shemesh. You can't use it until that night with Tyrus. So because of that, the Rabbonon made a takana that it will become exactly what it was before. And if it was Tameh and needed to go to the mikveh, when you remake it, you're still going to have to put it into the mikveh. It's going to have the same tuma, and therefore you're going to have to wait until Harav Shemesh. So, okay, we start off Klei Matachot, the beginning of the 11th parak called Klei Matachot. So first of all, as opposed to Kli Cheres, remember that a Kli Cheres has to have an area in which it's Mikabel. But Pshute Kli Cheres are not Metame. But when it comes to metal Kalim, even the Pshutim are Metame, but certainly the Mikablim are Metame. So that's the first din of our Mishnah. The second din of our Mishnah is that metal Kalim that were Tame and they were Nishperu, they become Tahar, just like a Kli Cheres. However, as opposed to a Kli Cheres, Chazar v'yasameyam Kli, if you turned the pieces, and Kosh can't even just fixed it, and you made it into a Kli, they're back to what they were. Chazru l'tumatam yeshana, and they're just as Tame as they were before they broke. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, however, has a completely different approach to the takana of Chazrim l'tuma yeshana. And what is that? Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, the din of Chozrim LeTuma HaYeshana is only said on Tumas Meis. So Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, lo lekol Tuma, it's not true. The din of Chozrim LeTuma HaYeshana is only said on Tumat HaNefesh. But if, let's say, you fix Tumat Sheretz, then there would be no din of Tuma HaYeshana. Because he holds that the problem is not the problem of Harav Shemesh. The problem is that we're only concerned that people are going to forget about the dinim of the Por Aduma. That's our problem. Because look, nobody wants to sit around. I mean, it's a real tircha to, first of all, to get the Por Aduma. It's expensive to get the Por Aduma, and it takes a full week before you're going to be able to use your Kli again. Now, in an age of next morning Amazon deliveries or possibly same day Amazon deliveries, I mean, who is going to be ready to wait 7 days even if Amazon delivers Por Aduma water, right? So therefore, what do they figure? Okay, you know what? I'll drill a hole, and then I'll fix it. And it's a lot faster. Once I drill a hole in it, it's going to end up losing its tuma of any kind, even tumas meis. I'll put in a little bit of lead, clean up the hole, whatever. And that is a lot faster. It may even be a lot cheaper than getting the Por Aduma. But then what happens is that people no longer remember that there even is such a thing as a Por Aduma. And because of that, we were gozer, no, it's going to be chozer l'tuma yeshana. If you fix it or put it back together, if you melt it down, it's still going to go back to being tame. and therefore won't help you, and you're going to be stuck with the need for the paraduma. So according to him, obviously, we're not worried about too much sherets in this issue because that's not our problem. Next Mishnah. Zog the Halakha Mishnah. Ko klei matachot sheyesh lo shem bifnei atzmo. What defines the nature of a kli matachet that is its own self-contained functioning kli? Because you must admit there are many times when you've got like a piece of a kli matachot which is meant to be put together, which works only in concert with another piece, and so on. What makes it clearly a kli bifnei atzmo? So the simplest rule is that if it's got a name on its own, then that makes it a kli. So if it's a fork, it's a kli. If it's a knife, it's a kli. But if it's half of a scissors, then what? And it doesn't have a name. So it's a piece of a kli, then it's not going to be makabel tuma. So memela, if it is not an independent kli, it doesn't become tuma on its own. It's only going to become tuma when it's together with whatever it is that makes it a kli. Now, by the way, this is only true on pshute kli matachet. If it's a piece of a kli, but it has a base kibble, and it can function on its own for holding things in it, so then it's considered to be a different type of kli, perhaps, but it's still considered to be kli. So we'll see more about this later. However, this is not necessarily a complete covering of the dinim. Why? Because there's many other issues that need to be taken into consideration in terms of Kabbalah's tumah. For instance, something which only works because it's connected to the ground is not considered to be a kli, to be makabel tuma. So a door is a door is a door, true, but it's not makabel tuma, even though it's a metal door and it's got its own name. Doesn't matter. Why? Because a door actually only works when it's part of a building which is connected to the ground. Therefore, it's not called a kli. How about a neger? A neger is a door stop. Also, that thing only works because it's connected to a door, and therefore it's mechubar lekarka. How about a lock? Exactly the same thing. Even the potah, which is tachat atzir, remember that most of the doors in those days used pivoting hinges, and the pivot of the hinge wouldn't go directly into the ground. It would go into this little metal piece, which is like a socket, and that's like a great kli, right? No, wrong. Because it's a socket that is put into the ground for the pivot in. So therefore it doesn't count. So obviously the tzir itself, which is the pivoting, is it tzir again in English? What's the thing that the door turns on?
Hinge.
Hinge, thanks. I'm getting unhinged over here. So, yes, it's a very nice picture. It's good to have Naftali back. My God, what did we do when you were in New Zealand and all we could do is watch Lord of the Rings during this year? So if it's got a pivot that goes into the ground, and or it's got a hinge, which is a pivot, and a korah, you can use a metal beam. But the metal beam is there to hold up your roof. So it may have a nice name of its own, but it's not going to be mekabel tuma, because it's meant to be used mechubar lekarka. Even a drain, a tsinor, any type of pipe, those pipes are connected to the house, which is connected to the ground. So it doesn't help that they have their own name, because they were nasu lekarka. They were made specifically to be used when they're attached to the ground, and therefore they're not metame. Okay. Zokta elika mishnah. Now, even though we learned before that there's a din of chozrim l'tuma hayishana, so then you might think, okay, so then the whole din is a derabbanan, right? So now if the din is only a derabbanan, if I'm not sure that the kli was tamei, so then I have a suffix derabbanan, and I should go l'kula. So if it could be that there was tuma, and now it was melted down and remade, so over there, the chozrim l'tuma hayishana, we're certainly not going to say, would be chozin l'sufik tumah hayishana. However, that's not true. The takona of the Rabbanan is not that it's chozin l'tumah and now you have a sufik. The takona of the Rabbanan was it's chozer to the matzav that it was. So if the matzav that it was itself sufik tumah, then that's the matzav of the new kli. That's the point. In which case, we can't say that because it's a sufik, it's not going to become tumah. So the pashtus, if you have a suffix tuma on chozer l'tuma yeshana, would be tame. But there are cases where you don't have a problem. And those are cases where for sure we know that it was made from something that was tahar, or we know that there's no chashash of tumah yishana at all, which we'll see as we go along. So if you make a kli, and this kli is made directly out of eshet, it's made out of the ore that's taken out of the ground, you buy this kli at the manufacturer, or if it's made even from metal ingots, which are also, after you melt it down, you pour it into an ingot, but that always comes from the actual ore, from the eshet. Or even if you see the kli being made, and it's made from a rim. Now, in those days, they had rims on their car wheels also, but as you'll remember from the Flintstones, the car wheels are made out of wood. But around the wood, I mean, the wood doesn't, the Flintstones were really, really primitive. So in those days, what they did is they put a rim of metal, not of rubber, around the wheel. So that rim is a sovev shalagalgal, which is exactly what the words mean, something that goes around a wheel. So this is a rim that protects the wood from getting all kinds of gouges in it from the stones. So then you would not have to worry. Why? Because a rim is not a kli. A rim is a shimush kli, and therefore only a kli that is meshamish directly, the adam is metame, not kalim that serve for other kalim. So therefore you don't have to worry. And besides which, these rims were usually made specifically, if you buy a good rich rim, you can be sure that they would not make it out of previously used metal. It was always made directly from ingots. And if you buy it from tassim, tassim are what we call today sheet metal, so that it's a tass, it's a flat piece of metal, or from tzipuyim, which is basically the same idea. It's metal, that's metal plating, meaning you're going to be putting it on something else. You've got a little bit of silver or something that's going to be attached to something else. So if you know that the kli was made from this, those things cannot be mekabel tuma. And since they're not mekabel tuma, you don't have to worry that maybe there's a suffix tuma. Now, the same thing is true for another reason, from mikane kelim. So it was made out of a base of a kli. So a base is not going to become a tame on its own because it's also a shimush for another kli. And therefore, you don't have to worry about its being tame. Or from a handle of a kli. So the handle of a kli could have been tame because it was attached to a kli. But in this case, the Chachamim only gave the din to a tuma yeshana from a kli and not from a piece of a kli. So this is another reason completely. And that is that the takana of Chozrim, l'tuma yeshana, is said on things that would be mekabel tuma on their own, and not that are mekabel tuma because they have to be mechuber for things. Again, that's because that's the way the takana was made, not because it couldn't be possible that this thing actually once had tuma. We're not makbid on that type of things. How about filings, grudot? So you used a file in order to smooth the kli. You got a lot of shavings that came off of it, and so on. Or, sorry, I skipped. Mina sholot. Sholot are the same as filings, except they're big pieces. You cut off with a scissor, or you cut off with a knife in order to complete the kli that you're making. Or from the filings. Those are things that are certainly not going to be mekabel tuma because they were taken off of a kli before the kli itself was mekabel tuma. So I know that they are certainly tahorin, and I don't have any suffix tuma on them. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer, I got a big kiddush for you. Even if you know that a new kli was made out of pieces that were cut up on an old kli, you don't have to worry. Now, obviously, that means that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri has a different understanding of the entire takona of Chozrim L'Tumah Yeshana. What he understands is not that the problem is that people will forget about Erev Shemesh, and not that the problem is that people will forget about Apara Aduma. He understands the problem to be that if you're drilling a hole in a kli, to be mevata the kli, it is very possible that you do not have a drill bit big enough to break up that kli, me'ikar hadin, and therefore we're afraid that you don't want bichlal, really, to bust it to that extent. So you put in what you think is a big enough hole, but it isn't a big enough hole. And therefore, it really was not mittaher. And in order to avoid that problem, we said, look, even if you break it up, it's still going to be closer to Tumi Yishana. But if you cut it up into pieces, then obviously we don't have that chashash, right? So the guy was ready to cut it up. Okay, so then obviously if you have kitzutzot, we certainly did not make a gezerah on kitzutzot. We only made a gezerah on kelim that have holes in them. So according to Yocham and Nuri, there's a whole different issue. So we have three different sforas so far about the nature of chozur l'tumah yeshana. The simple issue of, according to Chachamim, of the problem of the Harav Shemesh, Shemem Gamliel, of the pshat in which we're afraid for Parah Aduma, and therefore it's only a takana for Tumas Meis, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, who's afraid that you won't make the hole large enough, in which case we're not choshesh in places where, forget about the hole, it's completely gone. So now, where we do have to be worried about a suffix is if you made these new kelim from broken kelim, mishivrei kelim, or from grutaot, grutim. Grutim are the equivalent of shivrei kelim, but shivrei kelim are where you broke the kelim. Grutaim means they just got worn out from overuse. So they were thrown out into the junkyard. Or min ha-masmerot, or even from nails, if you know that those nails themselves were made from kelim. A nail itself cannot become tummy. They're not considered to be kelim on their own. But if you had made these nails from kelim that were tameh, then they would be tameh because of the din of chozrim l'tumah yeshana, and they carry the old tuma. So in those cases, the new kelim would be tameh. Okay, now, it says over here that you know for a fact that they were not from kelim. Okay, suppose you don't know for a fact. Suppose you just go into a hardware store and you buy nails. Would you have to worry that maybe they were made out of kelim yeshanim? So minamas mirot, and Shammai says, yes, why not? You don't know. If you don't know, you'd have to worry about the takan of tumah yeshana. Whereas Beis Hillel says, no, you have over here a sfeik sfeika. And a sfeik sfeika was not part of the gezerah of tumah yeshana. Because first of all, you don't even know that the nails were made from anything but fresh ingot or fresh ore. You don't have any reason. You didn't buy it from a manufacturer who specifically melts down old things. So that's your first suffix. Now, even if it was manufactured from old things, who's to say that the old things themselves were tame? You don't know that they were tame. So it could be they were made for something tar. So why would I be machmir to say on a tumah yeshana on a sfeik sfeika? So according to Beit Shammai, all of that is included in the gezera. According to Beis Hillel, the Rabbanan never made a gezera on sfeik sfeika, only on a suffix itself. I think it might be good for us to wait already till tomorrow. Who wants to continue now into like a new issue here? I know we don't have too many takers.
We go 5 minutes, really.
Huh?
We go 5 minutes.
So now the question is about a kli that is made from both grutaot, from broken kelim, and from fresh ore. Now that is very, very common, right? Because we try to mix previously used things and alloy it with other things. So if you have a barzel, iron was tame, but came from an old kli. But you mixed it with new iron, and you balalo im barzel tahar. So what's the din? We go according to the Rov. Im Rov min ha-tamei, tamei. Im Rov min ha-tahar. So if most of it was made from a previous, doesn't mean literally tamei, it means even a suffix to him, as we saw. So if most of it was made from something which could have been tamei initially, and therefore was chayzul tumah yeshana, then you go according to the Rov. But if most of it is from fresh ore, so that if Rov min ha-tahar, it's tahar. Even if it's mechza la mechza, and even though we're talking about a rabbanan, so over there the rabbanan were gozer, even if only half of it was from the kelim that were chozrim l'tumah yeshana, the rabbanan were cheshesh that people might not accurately measure it to be roven, they may end up being mekel. They didn't want us to be mekel on that takana. The same thing is true, interesting, that there's a similar idea benogea certain types of kli cheres. So you would have the same thing where you have a kli that was made from chalma, Chalama is a type of clay, or from Gilalim. Now, it doesn't mean and, it means or, it means and. In other words, what they used to do is they had a type of clay that they would mix, the same way you mix new iron with old iron, you would mix a clay from the earth together with dung, and you would bake it. So the same rule applies. If most of it is gilalim, clay gilalim are not mekabel tuma at all. And therefore, we treat it as if it's made entirely as clay gilalim. If most of it was the chalama, if most of it, we'll see, good question. If most of it was made from the dung, so then it won't become tame. But if half and half of it, half is the chalama and half of it is the gilalim, it could still become tame. So we're bringing this in over here because of its similarity to the halakha of kelim made out of matechet. Now, how about a doorstop, which before we spoke about is not mekabel tuma because it's only meant to be used. Here we're talking about metal, of course. It's only meant to be used with the door. But how about the glustra? Now, the glustra is this knob that is not attached to the door. What happens is that you have a hole in the ground, and you've got this little holder on the bottom of the door, and you put the knob through it into the hole in the ground, which prevents the door from smashing closed in the wind and so on. So it's a stopper, but it has a knob on it, and that metal stopper might have been made from Tumah Yeshana Kelim. So in that case, you have to be choshesh for it. But if we know that it was made from something tahor, then even though it has a plating that was, sometimes they would decorate this stuff, so they would decorate it with silver plate or whatever, and that was itself made from Tumah Yeshana, from another kli, it doesn't matter. Because we don't define a kli by its plating. We define a kli by its main self. And since over here, its main self, we know for a fact, was Tameh. And if it was Tahar, however, the fact that we know that the non-main stuff was made out of Tameh does not make it Tameh. Now, suppose you have a pin. A pin. Actually, it's the same word that we use in Hebrew. A pin. So you have a pin or a purna, which is basically the same idea, except that a purna is what we would call a bolt because it's got, it can be screwed into something. So a pin and a bolt are tameim as soon as it's made, even though these things are meant to be working as a unit. So even though they can't be working as a unit, what we have over here is a lock box. Okay, the lock box has pins in it. And of course, as you know, all of the locks are made with pins that fit into a place that holds the pin into the hole. So the hole is the bolt in this case, and those holes have those little rings that the pins fit into. So when you take a lock apart, it's got the pin part that turns into the bolt part. Beautiful. Okay, there's a lock. Nice example of a lock that Naftali is showing us. So the pins are turned by the key, and they're pushed into the holes in the bolt, and that makes the door unopenable if they're together. Then when you twist it, the pins come out of the holes, and then you can open it. So now, each one of these does not have its own chain, right? Because basically it only works in conjunction with the other, because it's a lock. But in this case, we consider each one of them to be separate kelim because of how it is that they're used, even though we use them together, but they each have a completely different purpose. It's like a pair of scissors. I mean, one of them is used for insertion, and the other one is used to keep the door shut when the things are inserted into them. That is not considered to be one unit, even though you wouldn't use one without the other. So now, getting back to our doorstop, which has a knob on it. So the glustra, that, this is a thing that we had in Masechet Shabbos, the question over here is that they often, because of the fact that the glustra was removable, they would often misplace the glustra. In order to avoid misplacing the glustra, they would attach it by a chain to the door. So then the question is, what is its halacha legabe muktzah on Shabbos? So Rabbi Yoshua Omer, if it's attached to the door, Shomtami petach ze v'tole b'chaveiro b'shabbat. You're allowed to drag it from one door and hang it on another door. So you can drag it by pulling on the cord, but you cannot carry it itself, because since over here, it isn't something that's a kli. So memela, we don't call it a kli. If it's not a kli, it's muksa. And you can only be metatol minatzad. So memela, if you want it to be in another door, you can be metatol minatzad by pulling it with the chain that it's on. Whereas Rabbi Tarfon says, why? Why isn't it a kli? It's a kli used to keep the door closed. If you would keep your door closed with a bottle of milk or with an empty kli or even a stone, that would give it a din of a kli. Lagabi muksa. So reyu lo kol hakelim. It's like everything else that you use, you're allowed to be metaltel it. In the chotzer, obviously, I mean, I'm not talking about metaltel in terms of tiltel, to take it out into the sarabit. But in your chotzer, you can bring it from one place to another place. So, I mean, the truth is, that's why I didn't want to begin over here, because it's a bit complicated. The truth is that the machlokas over here is nogea, our dinim, because nogea also tuma. Because according to Rabbi Yeshua, who holds it, it's mukta, because it's not a kli, he would also hold that it can't become tummy, because it's not a kli. According to Rabbi Tarfon, since it is a kli, vis-a-vis mukta, it can also become tummy. And that's the only reason that we're bringing the din of Shabbos over here, because it actually enlightens us about the halacha that we said before, because we assumed at the beginning of the Mishnah that the glustra with the knob can become tameh. We took that as a davar poshut. Now the Mishnah tells us that din gabei muktzah says that we should know that really that's a machlokas between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Tarfon.